reward and the mercy and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no extreme in our deen. Person becomes totally hopeful, totally relaxed, then he'll do any type of sin and he'll be hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. In fact, this has been described as a foolish person. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَى. That person who just follows his desires. فَتَمَنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And then he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a ghafoor rahim. Allah will forgive my sins. So this is described as a foolish person. But rather a person who's intelligent, مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. He'll suppress himself, he'll push himself, he'll be careful about himself, and he'll prepare for akhirat. So therefore deen prevents us from going to two extremes. And so beautifully it brought something as hope, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other side, it encourages us to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a very great thing. If a person only had fear, then he'll go into depression. And if he only had hope, then he'll go to the other extreme, where he won't be careful of doing the wrong thing. So therefore this brilliant balance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us. Anyway, the hadith we did yesterday, and Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, قرأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يومئذ تحدث أخبارها. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read this ayat, يومئذ تحدث أخبارها, which is in Surah Zilzal, إذا زلزلة. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, ثم قال أتدرون ما أخبارها. This ayat means, on that day the earth will give its news. We mentioned yesterday, in today's time, all the different news houses are giving their news. They report what happened here, what happened there. At this time, this happened. These are the witnesses. All that is being given in this world. But on the day of Qiyamah, there will be one reporting done also. One type of reporting. And this is the reporting that will be done by the earth. So this is what Allah Pak is saying. يوم إذن تحدث أخبارها. On that day, the earth will give its news. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Sahaba, أتدرون ما أخبارها? Do you know what is the news of the earth? قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم. Sahaba immediately responded, Allah Pak and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam knows best. قال فإن أخبارها أن تشهد على كل عبد وأمة بما عمل على ظهرها تقول عملت كذا وكذا في يوم كذا وكذا فهذه أخبارها. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that verily the news of the earth is it will witness upon every person that was upon it. That what it will witness, what actions they did on it. And then the earth will say, عَمِلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا فِي يَوْمِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. You did this, you did such and such an action on such a date. In other words, the earth will have the date, the time, everything preserved 100%. How can a person ever feel free that nobody can see me, when the earth below him will testify against him? On that day, Allah Pak mentioned in another ayat, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ. On that day, his hands will testify against him, his feet will testify against him, his own tongue will testify against him. So how can a person ever feel that there is nobody to witness what I'm doing, so I can indulge? I'm overseas, I'm somewhere else, nobody knows me here, so therefore I can indulge. A person should remember that even the earth will testify against the person on that day. And then we mentioned that ulama mentioned, if a person happened to do some evil action in a certain place, then he should try and cover up by doing some good action. So when the earth does testify, Allah Pak save us all. Fortunate are those who Allah Pak saves from this. But if the earth happens to testify, at least it will give some good testification in that person's favor that he did also a good action upon me. Today's hadith and Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kayfa an'amu wa sahibu al-qarni qad iltaqam al-qarna wa istama'a al-izna mata yu'maru bil nafakhi fayanfukh. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, kayfa an'um, how can I enjoy life? How can I, imagine Nabi alayhi salam, how can I enjoy life when the angel deputed to blow the horn, the sur, Israfil alayhi salam, has already taken it and put it on his lips. Wastama' al-izna, and he's listening very carefully. In other words, he's paying total attention when Allah will give him the command, bin nafkhi, to blow, fayanfukh, then immediately he'll blow. In other words, he's totally aware. The moment the command comes, he won't even delay 1 second. So kayfa an'amu, how can I enjoy life when this is already a condition that Israfil alayhi salam has already got it placed on his lips, just waiting, carefully listening for the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command him to blow it. فَكَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ ثَقُّلْ عَلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. This was very heavy upon Sahaba. When they heard this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying this, this was very, very heavy upon them. So what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ قُولُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. He gave them a zikr to read. Sometimes people wonder, what is it in zikr? Why must we make zikr? What is the benefit? What is the power of zikr? This was heavy, it was a burden upon Sahaba. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave them a zikr, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Say these words, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an excellent guardian, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an excellent, Allah is sufficient for us, and Allah Pak is an excellent guardian. So two things. One is, Allah Pak is kafi for us. Allah Pak is sufficient. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. In other words, Allah Pak will take care of us. Like a person who's got a serious court case coming up, but he's got a very, very, very good attorney, very reputable. That person is a little bit relaxed. Why? He says, I got this person as my attorney. He's sufficient for me. He'll take care of the whole case, so I'm okay. So like that, when a person remembers these words, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us, Allah Pak is an excellent guardian, so this gives some type of solace. A person is in any type of problem, these are beautiful words to read. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah Pak is sufficient for me. He will take care of all my needs. So this is that worry that Sahaba had of this condition, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, that Israfil has already got, because these were realities in front of Sahaba. Unfortunately, today we hear this thing, it doesn't mean too much to us. But Sahaba, when they heard this, it became like a bodge upon them. So therefore, this helped them to ease that difficulty they were going, they were experiencing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.